Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Ease and Abundance. I took a little bit of a break the past few weeks, but I'm back and looking forward to talking about today's topic, which is all about the universal laws, well, some of them. Now, these aren't laws in the legal sense, but principles that many believe govern the universe and our personal experiences within it. And they're not about enforcing rules, but about understanding patterns that can help us navigate life more smoothly. And what's inspiring is that we can often observe these laws in action. So take the law of polarity, for instance. This law suggests that everything has an opposite, light and dark, joy and sorrow, success and failure. Experiencing one helps us appreciate the other. So when you're going through tough times, it can be comforting to know that greater times can be on the other side of this. And understanding these laws isn't really about adding complexity to our lives. It's about finding hope and perspective. So think of them as the underlying rules that shape how energy flows, how we connect with others, and how our thoughts and actions influence our reality. So by understanding and aligning with these laws, we can navigate life with more clarity, purpose, and more ease and abundance. So throughout this episode, we're going to explore some of these laws, breaking them down into simple concepts. And whether you're new to this idea or looking to deeper your understanding, the universal laws can create a huge shift in how you show up. When you work with them, you see the results and really see it as a way of being or understanding and how they help with alignment. So being in the right flow with the right energy in a way that's simple, practical, and doable. All right, so let's just dive in. We'll start with the law of oneness, or the law of divine oneness. It says everything is connected. We are all connected on an energetic level. There is no true separation between you and the world around you. We are all part of the single energetic field. So this means that what you think, feel, and do affects not only you, but those around you in the collective consciousness. The law of oneness reminds us that by raising our vibration, we positively impact others as well. So every person, every tree, every ocean, every thought, we are all part of this big, intelligent energy field. And when you align with love, peace, and abundance within yourself, you're not just changing your life, you are elevating the entire collective. So that means when you send out a thought, a feeling, a belief, you aren't doing it in isolation. You're actually interacting with everything else. And when you judge yourself, you're impacting the collective energy. When you show love to yourself or others, you're lifting the collective energy. And understanding this is huge because it reminds us that we're never quite separate from the abundance that we want. It's already connected to you. It's already part of you. It's not out there somewhere for you to chase. It's about opening to what's already available. You don't have to force yourself to become something that you're not. You're already worthy. You're already connected. And stop trying to get something. You stop chasing and you start allowing yourself to receive what's already yours simply by tuning into that truth. You're not trying to force anything to happen. You're simply aligning with what already exists within you, the infinite, creative power that you've always been connected to. Here's a funny thing about me, and I don't even know when or why I started doing this, but when I walk past people, sometimes I'll silently say in my head and send out like little good vibes, like, hello, beautiful person, or I hope you have the best day ever. And they have no idea. I'm also the person in the room who's smiling and nodding when someone's speaking, just sending them a little, I see you, I hear you energy. And it's not because I'm trying to do something big. It's because even those tiny moments of love or support create waves. That's how powerful oneness is. So the law of oneness, we are all connected.
Okay, so next up, we have the law of attraction. Like attracts like. If you're constantly focusing on what you don't have, you'll call in more experiences of lack. But if you shift your focus towards gratitude, possibilities, and what is working, you'll naturally start attracting more abundance. For example, think about how you feel when you're really excited about a goal versus when you're doubtful. That genuine excitement shifts your vibration to match the goal, aligning you energetically with what you desire. But the law of attraction is actually a secondary law to the law of vibration. The law of vibration basically sets the stage, and the law of attraction is like the magnet that pulls what you want towards you. The law of vibration states that everything is energy, even your thoughts and emotions. Your vibe, that invisible frequency you're sending out, is either a match for what you want or not. So if you want to attract more abundance, you have to feel abundant now, not later, even before you see the results. Think of it like tuning into a radio station. If you're on one frequency and your goal is on another, you won't connect with it until you shift your frequency. So if you want more abundance, but are stuck in a vibration of scarcity and worry, you're essentially tuned out of the vibration of wealth, if that's the type of abundance you're after. So next we have the law of polarity. This law states that everything has an opposite. There is light and dark, good and bad, abundance and scarcity. This duality exists to create a balance and contrast in our lives. So when we have challenges or negative experiences, it isn't a sign that manifestation doesn't work. It's an opportunity to gain clarity and appreciate the good. So when you find yourself facing obstacles, remember that they are part of the vibrational dance. And then closely related to the law of polarity is the law of duality. This teaches us that both sides of an experience are necessary to understand the whole. So finding balance. Think about how joy is heightened by having experienced sadness, or how success feels so much sweeter when you've tasted failure. And as we know, in life, we have to navigate both ends of the spectrum. When we embrace duality, we stop fearing challenges and start using them as tools for growth. Okay, the next one is a big one, the law of inspired action. So we all know that manifesting is not just about dreaming on the couch while scrolling TikTok or binging Netflix. It's about listening to your intuition, those little nudges, and taking action that feels aligned and exciting. The random thought to send a message, take a different way home, stop at a different coffee shop, or start a project you're excited about, and actually moving on them every day. Even just a little bit, because all of those micro moments are so important. You don't have to force it. You just have to say yes to those intuitive hits when they show up, even when they seem illogical. Okay, so how do you recognize inspired action? So it usually feels like a nudge. It's soft, like a whisper. It might feel like an inner pull or a random idea that you can't shake. So you randomly think of Sam, someone you haven't talked to since high school or maybe at a job years ago. And for no reason, you feel the nudge to reach out. So you send a quick message to say hello, and that simple conversation leads to catching up over coffee. And as you're talking, you find out Sam is working at a company that's hiring, or he knows someone who's looking for exactly what you do. That one small nudge, that message, and suddenly there's a new opportunity. So inspired action or aligned action can feel energizing, even if it's scary. So you might feel butterflies, excitement, curiosity. Even if it stretches you outside your comfort zone, it's different than dread or obligation, and it often pops up unexpectedly. You might be driving or showering, journaling, walking, and then bam, a thought drops in. Send that email, take that course, visit that place. Doesn't always make sense immediately. And sometimes the action seems unrelated to your big goal. So, for example, if you want a new career and you're feeling nudged to take a random yoga class, there you meet someone who connects you to your dream job. And it often requires trust. Inspired action invites you to move even when you don't see the full picture, just the first step. But when we're out of alignment, we can't feel or hear those nudges or whispers. If your mind is full of fear, doubt, comparison, overwhelm, it's like static on a radio. That signal from your intuition is still there. It's always there, but you just can't hear it clearly. And remember, alignment isn't about being perfect. It's about coming back to your center. Over and over and over again. It's about making decisions from that place and not ego. That's why things like meditation, gratitude, journaling, getting into nature, even laughing and having fun, they're not just nice things to do. They clear the noise so you can actually hear those inspired ideas when they come. So if you're sitting there thinking, getting any nudges, don't panic. They're there. It just means it's time to slow down, breathe, and reconnect to yourself. You just have to get quiet enough to listen. Let's go back to the radio example. Your intuition, those inspired nudges, are broadcasting 24/7 on a clear, powerful frequency. But when your mind is full of doubt, fear, or constant busyness, it's like having the dial stuck between two stations and all you hear is static. Or maybe you're on AM when you're really looking for FM. The guidance is still there. It's not that the station has disappeared. You just can't hear it because you're on AM. You've got to tune into the right frequency. And when you come back into alignment through the things like gratitude, stillness, fun, movement, whatever lights you up, it's like tuning it into the right channel. And the music gets clear and you realize the guidance was always there. You just had to tune back in. All right, next up, we have the law of gratitude. This one is a game changer. Gratitude amplifies abundance because it tells the universe, hey, I love what you're giving me, keep it coming. It shifts you from not enough to more than enough faster than anything else. Next up, we have the law of compensation. The law of compensation states that we are rewarded in direct proportion to the value we provide to others. So the more positive energy, service, and value you offer to the world, the more abundance flows back to you. You reap what you sow. Every action has a corresponding reaction. So let's explore how this ties into manifestation. When you're clear about your desires, what it is that you want, and you take inspired actions that align with those desires, you're activating the law of compensation. It's about embodying the energy of what you wish to receive and contributing positively to the lives of others. For example, if you're aiming to manifest financial abundance, consider how you can provide value in your work, support your community, or share your knowledge. The universe responds to these actions by opening channels for abundance to flow into your life. It's not just about the quantity of your actions. It's about the quality and intention behind them. Are you giving from a place of love, generosity, and authenticity? The universe recognizes and rewards genuine efforts. And the compensation isn't always immediate or in the form you'd expect. Sometimes the rewards come as opportunities, relationships, personal growth, a sense of fulfillment, expanded networks. So next up is the law of correspondence. The law of correspondence is a universal principle that tells us our outer world reflects our inner world. So it's basically saying if you're experiencing chaos or negativity in your life, it's often a mirror of internal turmoil or limiting beliefs. A peaceful external environment typically indicates inner balance and clarity. Think of it like looking into a mirror. The reflection you see is determined by what's in front of it. Similarly, our experiences are shaped by our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. By cultivating more positive inner states, we can transform our external reality. Change begins from within, and we are powerful co-creators of our reality. Okay, so I want to wrap it up here. There are other universal laws that are super interesting, but I just wanted to touch on a few and how it relates to manifestation. So the overall message is that we are really powerful. We are powerful co-creators of our reality. And by understanding and working with these laws together, you become a deliberate creator of your reality, tuning into the life you want rather than staying stuck on a frequency that doesn't serve you. And when you fully embrace and apply these principles, integrating them into your life and actions, you'll begin to see results. So if you're feeling stuck or wondering if manifesting is working for you, just remember, it doesn't have to be super complicated. Manifesting often feels like quiet trust in small daily choices, and it's showing up when no one's watching. That's real abundance, and it's absolutely within your reach. So thank you for hanging out with me today. If you liked this episode, leave a review and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Bye for now. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual, and your path is your own.